Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Bouncer over to first base. This should do it. Clemens has got it. To the first base bag. Ball game is over. The Phillies have swept out the Rays. They're 30 games over the 500 mark. And their magic number to clinch the East is sliced to single digits. They win it 3-2.
Well, a great job by the Phillies last night and in this series, obviously. And, you know, the bottom line is they're obviously headed to the postseason. It seems very likely at this point, this is the first day I'm saying this, very likely at this point that they'll get a bye. They're 4.5 games up on the Milwaukee Brewers, so that's a pretty chunky lead at this point. One game up on the Dodgers, a few games up on the Yankees for the best record from teams from the American League, which means home field advantage in the World Series if you get there. They're in a nice spot. They really are. All right, 215-592-9494. Jason Kelce joins us in studio coming up in a half an hour. Also, we're going to get to Seth Joyner and a couple interesting things he said it was this week about the Eagles' defense. Let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Ken, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
So, first of all, because I do want to get to the Eagles, but Cy Young or no Cy Young, Zach Wheeler is the best pitcher in baseball, and he has been for a while.
He is a machine.
It's you want to talk about amazing. It's unbelievable. The guy's 34 years old.
Yeah.
He's exponentially better in his year 34 season than he was in his year 28 season.
You know, Ken,
is that true?
Yeah. Ken, it's very, you know what's very similar to? Curt Schilling. It's funny you say this. I looked it up this morning, and I was stunned to find out prior to the age of 30, or at least his age 30 year, as they call it, he only had 44 wins in his 20s. 44.
Well,
okay? No, that's
awful,
no, that's nothing.
Awful Mets team.
Well, he had some good, some bad. He had of Mets teams. He had some injuries. He missed one entire season.
Yeah.
But I mean, think of it this way: for a pitcher this exceptional, and he is exceptional with a capital E, it's hard to believe this guy only won 44 games in his 20s. But since he
How
got
many
here,
seasons is that over?
That was over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One of which he missed.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ken, go ahead, man.
Well, I mean, he did have injuries and stuff. Like
of course,
that,
he did.
But, I mean,
yeah.
We could be looking at a Scherzer Verlander situation with this guy where he's still dominant into his 40s.
I'm hoping so.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
It feels like
Listen,
that.
I don't feel worse about the Eagles than I did. I'd probably feel a little better. When you take it big picture context, there was sloppy football all over the NFL this weekend.
Exactly.
And
as
no,
should be expected.
No quarterbacks were really, you know, otherworldly. I mean, there was some really.
It was strange.
True. No, it's impossible to get ready to make these reads and do these things like dry. Like, you need practice and dress rehearsals to get your brain functioning at that speed, and no one does it. So it's going to take
a little bit. When they signed Zach Vaughn, I thought that Vic Fangio was getting his new Andrew Van Ginkle here. When I see him play, that's what I see. I mean, I see a big, long linebacker who can do a lot of things athletically. On balance, look, do I love the fact that Jalen Hurts didn't look any different Friday night than he did all year last year? That's going to stay.
Yeah, I got you. I need an answer here. What amazes you?
It amazes me that in a metro area of almost 6 million people, every Friday you seem to find some chump who doesn't know who won it.
Yeah. Listen, that's a good call. That's a good call. All right, let's listen to Seth Joyner, and specifically on Zach Bond, who was just referenced. Look, when Zach Bond was signed, I thought he's going to be one of two things. Either a special teams player or a guy that gets cut. That's honest. I never heard of the guy. Well, he's a dude. He's a guy playing well. Here's Seth Joyner this week with us. When I asked him about the defense, big picture on the D, he makes a very quick pivot to Zach Vaughn. What stood out to you, good or bad or both, whichever way you want to take it or both ways,
Zach
defense?
Zach Vaughn, baby.
Yeah.
Zach Vaughn. I'm like, you know, when they were raving about this kid, you know, early, I'm like, you brought him in, just gave him the job? He was a man amongst boys.
Can you tell if he's legit?
Oh, he's legit. There's no doubt about it. He's legit.
I really enjoyed hearing that last part from Seth.
I'm shocked he went to the linebacker, you know, of all the players on the field.
they haven't had one since.
I know, right?
Well, T.J. Edwards was good and all. All right, so let's listen to more of Seth, because we went through a few different players with him, including Bryce Hoff. Here's Seth. What about Bryce Hoff? Are you concerned?
Very concerned. Very concerned. The kid only played 40% of the plays last year. And they're using them in a similar way now. You don't pay somebody 3 years, $53 million to only play, you know, 15 to 16% of the time. He needs more downs. You know, if the mindset is, okay, we're going to get younger at that position, okay, and you're going to bring him over and you're going to let Hassan walk. Hassan played 70 to 75% of the plays last year.
He played a lot.
Okay, so if that's the case, then this guy has to play an equal amount.
All right, here's the issue, though, as I see it, with what Seth said. Yeah, he needs to play more, if he's actually good enough to play more. I mean, I think Vic Fangio, by the way he's rotating the guys, is telling us he ain't that good. So, look.
The way that he spoke was so, it was like disheartening
for
me.
Who? Fangio?
Vic Fangio.
No question.
When he spoke during training camp, and it was, yeah, you know, we hope he can, we hope he can play the run. We haven't seen it.
Nope.
You know, that was, well, we're going to have to wait a while. And we are going to have to wait a while to see, like now it's a few games until we can find out.
Look, it's early in this whole process with this Bryce Hoff guy. I will just say this, out of the gate, it doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
Howie's exceptional, okay, but he might have pulled a Taiwan Walker here.
So,
I mean, Dombrowski is exceptional, and he messed up with Taiwan. It happens.
Sure. It does happen.
Yeah.
And what happens with Hassan Reddick? Hassan Reddick. Is there?
Well, how is looking better?
He's the only player in the NFL who's not at a.
Yeah, how is looking better there?
Is he the only holdout?
He's the only holdout.
Yeah.
So what happens with that? And is there? I've heard people address this like in a way like, yeah, sure, of course, the Eagles should go back and bring him back in, like just get him into the fold and sign him and have him play.
Here's the problem: he has to choose to play, and if he like.
Yeah,
he's
got a contract that he does not want, and he will not step foot on the field with. So you have to pay him, you know, a lot more. He's got some concept.
I mean, obviously, at some point, Hassan Reddick's numbers might change at some point because the market's telling him something. I mean,
but now he's to the point where this is non-refundable stuff, and he is in danger of having this whole season be forfeited. Like, he's not getting credit for this season.
For an
NFL veteran
free
player,
agency.
That is devastating. That's one year less of pension. That's year one less of severance and annuities and all of these things that really matter later in life.
Yeah, you know who didn't get severance, I guess? Jason Kelce, because he retired on his own, unlike John Ritchie, who got cut. Kelce
Wow! Nice.
I'm sorry.
That was kind of vicious.
I mean, severance goes to those that, you're out! Get out! Kelce wasn't told to get out. He said, I'm good.
Do you think he'll be all right without that severance money?
I think he'll be okay.
Okay, I'm just checking.
All right, Jason Kelce in studio at 7:30. He'll be with us for an entire hour, and of course, fielding your phone calls. 215-592-9494. We'll go through some of the highlights of last night's Phillies game, plus Vic Fangio. Interesting yesterday on the Kobe Dean and Devin White, and more of Seth Joyner on Quinyon Mitchell. That and all the calls on 94 WIP.